1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, now welcomes you to Random Ramblings with Diane Lowe, author, farm wife, mother, and all around nicely.
Thanks.
I always try to buddy up because I want to make sure that you are in a good mood to be able to give us your ramblings today.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you guys got your turkeys going. Got mine done last night, so no mess, no fuss for Thanksgiving morning.
And, of course, 1450 WHTC has its turkey going right now, hosting
awesome.
WHTC in the morning,
good.
According to what the boss says. And if the boss says the big turkey is hosting the show, well, I'm here.
All right, there you go. Well, I have for you a poem I wrote. It's called 'Twas the Night Before Thanksgiving. So here we go. 'Twas the night before Thanksgiving when all through the house not a husband was stirring, left that to his spouse. The table was set by the wife with such care in hopes that the in-laws would all soon be there. The children were snuggled and nestled in beds while visions of turkey legs danced in their heads. Me and my curlers, farmer in his John Deere cap, had finally settled in for a long Thanksgiving nap. When on the back porch there rose such a clatter, I yelled, "Farmer, someone is taking your ladder." Over to the slider I ran like a flash, my face to the window, my nose did I smash. The mercury light was all aglow, displayed to me what I had to know, when what to my confused eyes did appear but a gaggle of turkeys and one lonely deer. They formed a line so neatly and quick, I knew in a moment they're up to a trick. Then from the sandbox came more of the same. The deer whispered and pointed and called them by name. "Now Thomas, now stuffing, now cranberry sauce, on gravy and pumpkin, listen, I'm the boss. Take that ladder and go up to the wall. Now dash away, do not fall." As dry leaves that swirled and floated on by, those that didn't land in the pool flew in the sky. So up to the house with the ladder they flew, with the deer pushing, pulling, and shoving a few. Then in a moment I heard up on the roof another fat turkey and deer on the hoof. As they stood there and looked all around, they went to the window with hardly a sound. The ladder was moved over and held with a foot, the turkey in camouflage with its face covered in soot. A rope and a crowbar he had on his back, looking this way and that way, ready to attack. His face was flushed, his eyes were quite wary, his cheeks were puffed out, and his nose was so hairy. In his beak was an ice pick, carried just so, and his waddle was tied back with a black leather bow. He pecked at the window with a pick in his teeth and broke it open and threw out my wreath. He worked through the hole, being careful of his belly. He slipped, got cut, and bled like red jelly. He moved to the counter with such grace and stealth. "He's taking my turkey," I wailed to myself. "Farmer, get up, get out of the bed. We've got a live turkey. He needs to be dead." The turkey was busy, going to work. He heard me, then turned with a jerk. He dashed out the window with the turkey in tow, yelling, "Get out of here, follow the doe." The deer sprang to her feet and gave a shrill whistle. She started to cuss, then fell on a thistle. I heard the tom turkey squawk as he flew out of sight. There will be one less turkey this Thanksgiving night.
Is that yours or is that...
That's mine. I wrote that.
Excellent. Of course, we'll have it on the podcast a little bit later on, but I would assume some people want to get a copy of that.
If they want a copy, they can go to my website, afarmwife.com. Or they can go to Facebook, A Farm Wife, and it's going to be posted there.
It's all one word, afarmwife.com.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It sure is.
Very, very imaginative. Diane.
Thank you.
Very, very good.
Thanks.
And what traditions does your family usually carry on Thanksgiving?
They're all coming to my house as usual. That started a long time ago because I had the biggest house and because we were on the farm and we couldn't go anywhere. So people came to us and everybody brings food. So we just sit and eat and watch the lions lose and go through the newspaper.
That does keep the appetites down, you know.
We're so used to it, they eat no matter what.
Unfortunately, that seems to be the case. So again, that poem is available if you go to the website.
Yep, farmwife.com or farmwife. Facebook page.
That is author, farm wife, a nice lady, Diane Lowe, with Random Rambling. She joins us every Wednesday morning at this time. Diane, have a good holiday.
Thank you. You too.
And we'll talk to you next week.
All right.
And that's Diane Lowe with Random Ramblings on 1450 WHTC.